Only His grace could ever have gotten me through any of them. As it says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." When I was younger, my mom and dad raised all 6 of us children to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever we did in our household, it was always centered around the Lord. I can remember every night we would gather around the table or even in the living room, and we would all read the scriptures. We would take turns reading the verses with my mom and dad, and then dad would explain to us what we read. Afterwards, we all would take our turn praying. As I grew older, my sisters Pam, Michelle, and myself would go to different churches singing, as well as our church at 78th and Independence. We were called the Melodies of Righteousness Trio. I did not remember that until you told me that. I was always scared and nervous to stand up and speak or anything in front of people, but my dad wouldn't have any part of it. I was going to it, so I did. Only through the grace of God did I get through it. I even remember singing for a contest on Channel 56 one time. Talk about nerve-wracking. That was indeed. But then again, that was the grace that the Lord gave me to get through that. I look back now at that and I realize how blessed that we were to be able to sing about our Savior on national TV for all to hear. As I got older in my teens, I met a young man named Dwayne. He was not a believer yet, but at that time, praise the Lord, he accepted Christ and was baptized not long after we met. About a year after we met, the Lord took my mother early on a Sunday morning on January 1st, 1979, to be home to be with him. It was a hard pill to swallow at that time, but I knew God had a purpose for doing what he did, and he gave me the grace to get through it all. As Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, with strength." Sorry.
Amen.
"With strength in me," and how true that was and still is today. This is one of my favorite verses that I need to read when I'm having a rough time of things, that only he can supply to me the strength. Dwayne and I were married several months later. We have 2 boys, our older son Matthew, which is with us today, and our younger son Adam. We always went to church, teaching the boys to live for the Lord, but because of the churches we were in, that always did not happen. They both accepted Christ and were baptized in their younger teen years. Like Dwayne and I, they departed from the faith for a while. The churches we were in just didn't seem to satisfy our souls. The Lord along the way took my sisters Leah and Pam home to be with him as well. When he took Leah, my brother Michael, my sister Michelle, and myself are right by her side. We watched her take her last breath here in this world as she entered her eternal home. There again, the Lord's grace reached out to me for the second time, as well as my family. When the Lord took my sister Pam on March 17, 2009, it was very hard on me. We had become so very close to one another as I took care of her every day. I was also there by her side when she closed her eyes here and opened them in heaven forever to be with her Lord. She was such a blessing to me. She ministered to me every day, and that's when I started wondering and questioning where I was spiritually at. Something didn't feel right to me inside. I didn't feel I was growing in the Lord at all. When she passed away, I remember calling my dad and asking him why I didn't have the grace that Pam had. He merely said, "Because you aren't in need of that type of grace right now, but when you are, he will supply it to you." So once again, his grace brought me through the same trial I had already been through twice before. As time passed, we thought we found a good church to go to. We were even growing spiritually, but then that ended in about 3 years. We surpassed them, and we became very empty once again. In that church on the December 4th, 2011, I rededicated my life to the Lord and was rebaptized only because I could not remember anything from when I was baptized when I was younger, and I wanted to remember the Lord when the Lord called me back into his fold. I did talk with Dwayne over it with Dwayne, and we decided it would be a good thing for me to do. As time passed in this church where we began to grow, we would ask questions and we were put aside with silly answers or answers or questions weren't even answered at all. As I started reading on my own, my eyes were being opened to marvelous things that I had never seen before. So Dwayne, myself, Matthew, Tracy, and Corbin and Paige made the decision that we just had to leave. Again, there was God's grace when we needed it most. Little did I know that our older son, Matthew, was being called to preach. He doesn't like to call me Matthew, it's Matt. But Mom calls him Matthew. I never thought I would ever have a son that wanted to preach God's word and do it wholeheartedly unto him. I'm very proud that he has taken this step to do what the Lord has asked him to do and the zeal that he and his whole family have in serving our Savior. It is edifying and joyous to my soul. He started a home church we are called the Way of Truth Fellowship, where he preaches to Tracy, Corbin, Paige, and as well as Dwayne and myself. I am joyful to say that we are all growing and abounding in the grace of our Lord. We may be small in number, but where there are two or more gathered together, God is in the midst. Amen. Corbin and Paige last year accepted the Lord, and Matthew even got to baptize them both. It was a wonderful thing to witness this glorious event in their lives with them. It was a blessed thing to be able to see our grandchildren being baptized and wanting to serve their Savior. On Tuesday evenings, we have Bible study, and the Lord sent us Brother Rich and Sister Karen to study with us. Mm-hmm. We have all grown much ministering one to another. I am thankful for them and the zeal that they have for the Lord. They are such an encouragement to my heart. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday evenings, we listen to live stream with the Word of Truth Fellowship in Joplin. We have enjoyed and learned much from the studies in John from my father, Brother Given. I thank the Lord for his mercies and his wonderful grace that he has bestowed on myself and my family these many years. Continued prayers for us as we continue in the services for him. I am also thankful that we once again have come full circle with good brethren that we have not fellowshipped with in many years, and again now do. It's been a glorious reunion indeed. I can surely say that his grace has been sufficient for me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I am looking forward to his blessed return when he gathers us up and takes us home to be with him. Thank you, brethren.